Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Yes. Hogan's Heroes. Perfect. Governor Larry Hogan, Governor of Maryland, joins us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Governor, good to have you here, sir.
Hey, good morning. I like the theme music.
Yeah, we try. Apparently, yeah, it's in our Larry Hogan package. We always have this music ready for you. Governor, you know, the big news this week for Maryland is that you're trying to attract Amazon. $5 billion package that you're offering to try and woo Amazon. Do you have any sense at this hour how receptive Amazon would be to actually coming to Maryland?
Well, we were thrilled to be able to make it to the short list, and you know, there are three sites in the metro Washington area that were on that list of 20. You know, I don't want to get our hopes up too high because we're still competing against a bunch of other sites around the country, but we're working as hard as we possibly can to land this for Maryland because it really is the biggest economic development opportunity in a generation, and nothing quite like it has ever happened. 50,000 jobs and about $38 billion worth of economic impact to our state. So we're fighting for it, and we're certainly hoping we got a great shot.
When you put this Prime Act package together to lure Amazon to Montgomery County, did you know what D.C. and Northern Virginia were offering as well? Did you have a heads up?
No, not really. I mean, we want to work cooperatively with the folks in the region. We want to, you know, we're tough competitors, and we want those jobs in Maryland, but we're not out to run down our neighbors in the district or Virginia. It's wherever it goes, it's going to be great for the Washington metropolitan area. We'd much rather have it here than in New York or Dallas, Texas, or Pittsburgh, or somewhere else.
Well, speaking of those locations, both Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C., in terms of attracting Amazon, have you been speaking to the leaders of those regions and trying to figure out something that you can do to have like a married approach to convincing Amazon to move to the region?
You know, I think we had some preliminary discussions about that, and I think from all of the comments we've had so far that, you know, all of us are going to sort of cooperate on bringing it to the region. But, you know, we're all going to fight for our individual jurisdictions as well.
I want to ask you about we've here in this area, we've dealt with, and everywhere, we've dealt with a lot of snow days so far, and that flies directly in the face of a policy that you had to try and constrain the school year to a limited calendar. And we've heard from some of your supporters who often say that, look, Democrats are just trying to wear out the school days in order to make it more politically uncomfortable for the governor. Do you get the sense that that's happening?
Well, it's hard to tell what they're up to. There certainly are some politics involved, but you know, this is real quickly on this school after Labor Day thing. The previous governor was in favor of it. The legislature was in favor of it. They appointed back in 2014, as I was running for governor, a commission that studied it for a year, and they recommended 13-2 to move forward with changing the calendar to school after Labor Day. And then the teachers union fought it, and the legislature backed off. So I came in. We did it by executive order. 80-some percent of the people in Maryland, both parents, teachers, and students, are in favor of it. And it's working very well. But there are a few school administrators who are, not on board with it and continually trying to either violate the law or try to overturn the law. And it's just not going to happen.
Let's talk about redistricting. This is a conversation that's going on in a lot of states with how districts are drawn. Maryland has a case currently before the Supreme Court. What's going on with that? What's the battle in Maryland?
Well, we have some of the worst. We've been called some of the worst gerrymandered districts in the entire country. It's disgraceful, and Maryland has been gerrymandering for decades under kind of a one-party monopoly that has continually drawn every 10 years districts that are worse and worse, and really, really outrageous. I have pushed for 3 years for a nonpartisan redistricting commission to try to take the drawing of these lines out of the hands of politicians. Right now what happens is legislators picking their own constituents rather than the other way around. Again, this is something that about 90-some percent of the people in Maryland agree with, all Democrats, Republicans, everybody, except the legislators who refuse to even bring it up for a vote. Separate from that, there's a group of citizens who are suing, and it's the cases before the Supreme Court. We signed on in the amicus brief to support this effort, and it's going to be heard by the Supreme Court very shortly, and our hope is that they will find that Maryland has violated the law and that these districts were gerrymandered, and we'll get to draw some fair districts.
In drawing those fair districts, does that make Maryland a redder state?
Well, no. If we're, you know, just fair, I mean, that's what the problem is. They went out of their way. The previous governor was deposed in this case along with the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate. And, you know, Martin O'Malley admitted, you know, that he drew the lines to make it more so that a Democrat could win more. They could pick up more Democrats and make only a Democrat win the district. So, I mean, that's a violation of the law, which he admitted to under oath.
You know, in the press, you know, you've got a big governor's race going on, and right now you have reason to be proud. Your war chest is outmatching literally all of the Democratic opponents with $9 million or so raised so far, reportedly. Tell us, you know, is it true, does your campaign view Rashern Baker out of Prince George's County to be your primary opponent at this moment?
You know, tell you the truth, we don't have an opponent at this moment because there are seven or eight people all running against each other. None of them are running against me until June 26th. We find out who the nominee is, and quite frankly, I have no idea. I don't think Rashern Baker is a very strong candidate, but you know, it's we'll wait and see. We're ready to see. I guess we have 6 months to find out who's going to be the challenger, and I'm glad that there's so many of them in the race. But we're just going to keep focused on doing our job here in Maryland. You know, having the people contribute is one sign of support. We have 24,000 contributions, average of a very low number. But more importantly, about three-quarters of the people in Maryland strongly approve of the job that we're doing, and only 6% strongly disapprove. So, you know, most of them are running for governor or they're in the legislature.
That's right, yeah, the people who disapprove are. And explain that to me, would you? I mean, because I think when people hear this throughout the listening area, they always think, first of all, you winning in the first place was seen as, like, incredible that a Republican could win in Maryland.
Yeah.
Why is it that you're the second most popular governor in the entire country right now? Do you attribute that?
Well, because Charlie Baker in Massachusetts beat me by 1 point. That's why I'm second. But
yes,
and we're good friends and very competitive. It's funny, but I just chalk it up to, you know, I'm not a politician. I've never held office before, and you know, I just tell it like it is. And I'm not. I stay away from the partisan rock throwing and name calling and finger pointing, and just try to be pragmatic and come up with some good solutions to the problems. And people just seem to be happy with what we're doing. We've turned the economy around. We had some of the best job growth in America, the best economic turnaround. We've added jobs and grown businesses, and you know, our economy's booming. And I think people are happy with the change here in our state.
Well, whatever you're doing seems to be working so far. That referendum coming up, though, this year, good luck in your re-election campaign. We look forward to chatting with you again soon throughout.
Well, thank you so much.
Nice to have you, Governor. 8:45 here on WMAL. Which means it's time for some traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, thanks, Vince. Good to hear from the governor there. And let's start in Maryland.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.